T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Thunder, lightning, high wind, and hail. All part of thunderstorms that rolled across south central Kansas Wednesday afternoon. Rainfall amounts were spotty, just 0.07 of an inch. Near Eisenhower Airport on the west side of Wichita, at Jabara Airport on the east side, more than 1.3 inches. Small hail, street flooding reported in Wichita, with some tree damage at Andover. Tree limbs down, windows blown out at Eureka, where school classes have been canceled for today. Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a quiet start to the day, sunshine this afternoon will likely be in the low 80s by around lunchtime, 88 for the high with a light northwest wind. We may see a few thunderstorms drift in from the northwest overnight and towards morning. Our low 70, Friday's high 91. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy and 67 degrees. A pair of accidents has injured as many as 6 people, one critically.
Officials said the injuries took place in separate but related accidents in South Wichita. They happened around 9:15 Wednesday night on MacArthur between Meridian and West Street. Police said that in the first accident, 2 vehicles were involved in a head-on collision. The second accident involved a vehicle striking a pedestrian. One person was transported to a hospital with critical injuries. 4 people were reported to have suffered serious injuries, and one person was said to have minor injuries. Both accidents remain under investigation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wichita Area Technical College and Goodwill Industries of Kansas have developed a mobile learning lab. Sedgwick County Commission Chairman Dave Unruh says the mobile lab is a 34-foot-long trailer. It's going to travel across the state, introducing students to high-demand career paths they may not be aware of or considered an option for further study.
Allow grade school folks to see what it's like to be a welder, or, if you can believe it, be a heart surgeon. They have a 3D, I don't know all the technical words, but you can, I took a heart there and cut it half in two and messed around with the valves and put it back, and you know, all you got to do is put on these little glasses and hold this little pen, and you can really learn a lot.
The goal is to stimulate more Kansans into career pathways such as aviation, advanced manufacturing, and health sciences.
Another Kansas State lawmaker has become the third Republican to enter the race to succeed retiring GOP U.S. Representative Lynn Jenkins. The Topeka Capital Journal reports Representative Kevin Jones of Wellsville in East Central Kansas Franklin County announced his candidacy Wednesday for the 2nd Congressional District. 42-year-old Jones has served in the legislature since 2013.
A potential payout for those who got calls offering free cruises. It's all because of a proposed class action settlement in a lawsuit alleging that Resort Marketing Group broke the law when it robocalled consumers offering cruises on Carnival, Royal Caribbean, and Norwegian. Here's ABC's Rebecca Jarvis with more.
Anyone getting those calls from 2009 to 2014 may now be eligible for up to $900 for up to 3 phone lines. People can check on the settlement website to see if they received a call by punching in their phone numbers. They have until November 3rd to make a claim.
Sudden illnesses have been afflicting a major airline. For the third time in a week, crew members on board a JetBlue flight have become sickened. Here's ABC's David Curley.
JetBlue says in this case, it was nail polish remover that was the odor. But just last Thursday, 2 JetBlue aircraft were diverted after a half dozen crew members complained of odors in the cabin. In one of those incidents, emergency crews in Buffalo administered oxygen. A pilot and 2 flight attendants taken to the hospital. In both incidents last week, JetBlue says that it followed the manufacturer's and the FAA's guidelines in checking out those aircraft, and both jetliners were returned to service.
KNSS News Time now, 8:35. Steve and Ted in the morning. It is that time of the morning. Time for entertainment news. The Blur, Ted Woodward, keeping us up to date on what's going on with Tom Cruise.
Yeah, well, when the major star of anything suffers an injury,
yeah,
you have to slow things down. Like, what would happen to you if you broke your your larynx.
I'm certain everything would go on perfectly.
I'm not sure about that. Well, having to slow down a little for Tom Cruise to recover.
Production on Mission Impossible 6 has been shut down while star Tom Cruise recovers from a broken ankle. He injured it last weekend attempting a stunt in London, jumping from a platform to a roof and coming up short, slamming into a wall. Online video shows him limping away. The studio says the film's July 2018 opening is still a go. In related news, production has reportedly resumed on the set of Deadpool 2 in Vancouver, Canada, following the death Monday of a stunt woman.
The name's Bond. James Bond.
We'll be hearing that a little while longer. Daniel Craig will play the super spy for one more film, the fifth time the 49-year-old actor has played 007. The as-yet-unnamed movie will be out in 2019. But don't look back in anger. Manchester Arena is reopening just shy of 3 months after a terrorist bombing outside the venue following an Ariana Grande concert killed 23 people. The first show, September 9th, featuring Manchester native Noel Gallagher and his band, the High Flying Birds. I'm Christopher Watson.
Another day, another Game of Thrones leak online. This time it was HBO in Europe that mistakenly put out a new Game of Thrones online. This coming Sunday's episode was online for about an hour before somebody caught the mistake, took it down. That was, of course, enough time for people to rip it and put it on the internet.
Yeah.
HBO says it was a mistake and had no connection to the recent hacking incident, nor any connection to a separate leak in India recently that saw episode 4 go out online ahead of schedule. But the leaks have not hurt the ratings, apparently. Game of Thrones is scoring record-breaking numbers in the United States this season. 60 years ago on this day, the release of the Warner Brothers cartoon Ducking the Devil. Tasmanian Devil escapes from the city zoo, and they offer a $5,000 reward.
Ooh.
Who's greedy enough to try to get that? Daffy Duck.
Daffy Duck.
It was the only pairing ever of Daffy Duck and the Tasmanian Devil.
Why? That would seem to be...
It was always the Devil versus Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, the natural, because Daffy, you know...
This was the only one with Daffy Duck and the Tasmanian Devil.
Arr.
60 years ago today. Chris Brown speaks out about an infamous incident, and... rolling in the money for Emma Stone.
Chris Brown is sharing new details about that night before the Grammys in 2009.
Like, I remember she tried to kick me.
Describing a fight he and Rihanna had in his Lamborghini about another woman.
But then I really hit her. Like, with a closed fist, like I punched her. You know, and it busted her lip.
He says they argued some more, then she grabbed his crotch.
And when she do that, I bite her arm, I think.
He pulled over, she hid the keys.
And she yells out of her door, "Help, he's trying to kill me."
He says he regrets what he did.
I hate it to this day. You know what I'm saying? That's going to haunt me forever.
The video is part of a new documentary on Chris Brown. It's shaping up to be a pretty good year for Emma Stone. First, she won the Oscar for Best Actress. Now Forbes says the 26-year-old is the world's highest paid leading lady. The publication claims Stone raked in $26 million in the last year, mostly thanks to La La Land.
You talking to me?
And I must be talking to Robert De Niro because it's his birthday today. He's 74. I'm Jason Athenson.
Bobby De Niro, 74.
Yes. Do you have a favorite Bob De Niro movie?
I don't know.
I don't know if I do either.
Was he in The Godfather?
Godfather 2. Yes. He was very good in that.
Was he the young Don Corleone?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yes. I liked him in that.
He was very good in that.
Yeah. I thought he was good.
Taxi Driver? Nah.
That's so creepy.
He's supposed to be.
He did the bill on that. He creeped
Travis
out.
Bickle. Oh, yeah.
Travis Bickle.
Yeah, happy birthday. And, of course, let's see. We had the top of the actresses on the Emma Stone at the top of that list. Last year's number one, Jennifer Lawrence, slipped to third. Who's number two? Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, really? I like her. I don't know if she's done a lot of movies.
She's apparently being well paid for something.
Well, she's got these Aveeno spots she's in. You know.
That's
what it's coming from. Advertising.
Got to pay the bills.
You betcha.
25 years ago on this day, Woody Allen admitted that he was romantically involved with his 21-year-old adopted daughter, Soon Yi.
Adopted.
And of course, that's their adopted daughter with Allen's longtime companion, actress Mia Farrow. That was quite the scandal 25 years ago.
It was.
When Woody admitted to that. It was on that very same day, 25 years ago today, Wayne Newton filed for bankruptcy, the singer. He owed $20 million to 200 creditors.
Oh!
Apparently, the bills were coming into Wayne's mailbox, and he just ignored them.
Didn't think he had to pay them?
He just said, donkashane, and just threw it in the trash.
I'm Wayne Newton. I don't have to pay.
Ooh. Yikes.
Damn.
There you go. That was 25 years ago today, Wayne Newton filed for bankruptcy.
What kind of stuff do you have to buy or want to buy? I don't know.
Last night's edition of America's Got Talent on NBC. The first dozen acts learned which seven of them would advance to the semifinals. Tyra Banks announcing the winners. A 12-year-old ventriloquist, Darcy, and a 9-year-old singer, Angelica, both moving on. Effusive praise from Judge Howie Mandel.
There's nothing I can say to make them better than they are. You just do you. You are two perfect little angels, the most talented people I can imagine for people beyond your age. Just keep doing you. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
How about that? 12-year-old, 9-year-old.
A ventriloquist. You don't see many of those anymore.
Yeah, I know.
I wish it'd be fun to do that at a staff meeting. I could just make Jackie Wise.
You could have a little
put words into her mouth. That Steve, boy, he is a great employee.
Think
it would work?
Yeah, just glad you didn't use the word dummy during that story. And finally, the big eclipse is coming up on Monday. There are some cruise passengers that will have the ultimate soundtrack for Monday's solar eclipse when Bonnie Tyler sings her hit, Total Eclipse of the Heart, on board. Yes, Royal Caribbean says the singer will be backed by Joe Jonas's band for a performance in an outdoor theater on its ship Oasis of the Seas as all part of the Total Eclipse cruise.
Whoa.
The ship leaves from Florida on Sunday. It will sail through the Caribbean towards St. Martin on Monday when the moon passes in front of the sun. Total Eclipse viewable in a narrow band across the sea. And Bonnie Tyler will sing her big hit during the eclipse. On the
terrific.
Ship, on ship right there. Total Eclipse of the Heart topped the Billboard charts for a month back in 1983.
Yeah, nice song.
Big hit back in 83. Yeah. And I'm glad Bonnie Tyler has a gig.
Yeah, me too.
There you go.
Yeah.
Entertainment news in the blur brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby.
Derby! Yeah.
You know, back when this song was a huge hit, Pizza John's was in business.
Oh, yeah.
They were serving up tasty pizza. They've been doing it since 1969 right there in Derby. And there's no reason. If you haven't been, why haven't you been?
Yeah.
My goodness.
Get down there.
You got to get down there.
Yeah.
Just take K-15. You stop at 208 South Baltimore, and you head on in for a tasty pizza. They're open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Mm-mm. Pizza John's in Derby.
8:43 now, Steve and Ted. Wichita companies make a national list of fastest growing. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.